So welcome to a new session of Guidestone University. We've been talking about how to create vision, and we've got a couple of resources for you that you should be using as you work along and create your vision. You should be able to download the book in each one of the sessions for sure in the module, and then you also should be able to download the tool that we're using to work through vision. We've already covered non-negotiables, the first component of vision. We've covered in our last session, we covered purpose. And then in this session, we're going to look at, we're going to begin looking at the future. What do we want things to look like? And specifically, we're going to focus on huge goals. So the future for our work and for our organization involves both what the organization will build and what it will become in the future. Because when the future is clear, then we'll be able to form plans that make it happen. In fact, that's what we learn in our course on the simple one-page business plan. That's the next step after we create our vision. So when the future is clear, when you understand where you're headed with vision, then you can make daily, weekly, monthly, yearly plans to make that vision happen, to fulfill that vision on a regular basis. So what are we building? Who are we becoming as a result of showing up to our work every single day? Where are we headed? So future consists of two parts. I want to make sure you have a grasp on this, and then we're going to talk about the first one. Number one is huge goals. And the question that we ask with huge goals is, what are we building, or what do we want to build? And then the second part of future, as we look at future, is details. What will it look like to achieve the goal, or what are we becoming? What do we want to become as a company, or what do we want to become in our work? What do we want to become together? So huge goals and details. As a leader, you are inviting people on a journey. You're taking them to the base of Mount Everest, and you're pointing to the summit, and you're inviting them to go with you. And for other people to decide that they want to go with you, they need to know what the journey is going to look like. So what are we going to build? I'm going to look here for a few minutes at huge goals. There's a fundamental difference between merely having a goal and committing to a huge, daunting challenge. And what we're talking about is these huge, daunting challenges. And their business classic, their book, Good to Great, Jim Collins calls these big, hairy, audacious goals. It's become a business acronym, BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. Huge goals are clear and compelling, and they serve as unifying focal points of effort. They act as catalysts for team spirit. They have a clear finish line, so us as leaders and the team can know when we've achieved these goals. They're tangible, they're energizing, and they're highly focused. So we think about huge goals. I mean, all of us have set goals before, we've worked toward these things. But we want to give you a few questions, like we have in the other sessions. We want to give you a few questions to help you to craft, not just goals, but to help you craft these huge, daunting challenges that you're going to go after to create excitement and energy in your work with your team and with your organization. So here's the following questions that we can ask to determine our huge goals. And you can work through these again as you look through the workbook or in the vision tool itself, if you've downloaded those. All right, number one, first question, what are we building? What are we building, or what do we want to build? Number two, where do we want to go? Where do I want to go? Where do we want to go together? And if you're working with this, if you're working through vision with your team, these are, you can kind of change the wording of the questions, and you definitely want to get input from the team. And in fact, you may want them to engage with this far more than you are in that open session, because your fingerprints are going to be all over it as the leader anyway. You want them engaging in the process fully and completely so that their work can be exciting and compelling to them. So where do we want to go? Number three, what will we be the best at, or what can we be the best at? With the people that have come to this organization, with the people we currently have on the team, even if it's just a small business with a small team, what can we be the best at? What is our unique market position? What can we be the best at? And then as you develop these goals, there are three questions that you can ask to ensure that they're huge, they're compelling, they're clear, they're actionable. Three questions you can ask. Is it specific? Is it measurable? And then is it time sensitive? When will we achieve it? How will we know that we've achieved it? So is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it time sensitive? How will we know that we've achieved it? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pause this session and work on this action step. I want you to write out your huge goals. And what you may want to do is write 8 or 10 or 12 or 20 of them on a page. And as you write them out, write as many of them as you can, and then come back and you can pick the ones that seem the most challenging, the most compelling to you personally and as a team. Let me read some huge goals to you, some big, hairy, audacious goals to you. In 1990, Walmart had the goal to become a $125 billion company by the year 2000. In 2016, Walmart is worth more than $250 billion. Nike in 1960, their goal in 1960 was simple, to crush Adidas. Honda in the 1970s, their goal, we will destroy Yamaha. Now, I'm not sure if these are the type of goals that you want to have at your company, but the one thing's for sure, the people that were within these companies, when they look out at the competition, just as a college football team or a professional football team or soccer team or basketball team, depending on where you are in the world, just as these teams look at the competitor and they say, we want to win, and we want to win in a compelling fashion. We want to crush the competition. They had these big, huge goals. Let me read a couple of the huge goals that we wrote out years ago for our work so you can put a little bit of context as you think through these things. The biggest goal that we had was to become the model, process, and center for coaching and counseling. And that's something that we work at every day. It's something that I don't know that we ever, as we talked about in the last session, we never fully accomplish it, but it's something that we can work toward fulfilling every single day. Another huge goal for us, we wrote out 7, 8, 9 years ago, was to develop a 50 to 100 acre nationally known retreat center that's equipped with 50 to 20 spacious, self-sufficient rooms in which coaching and counseling clients are able to focus, relax, heal, and re-energize. Today, we own that retreat center. We've been developing it for more than 2 years. We have about half of the number of rooms that we originally wrote in that goal, and we're continuing to develop it every single day. It would not have happened if we had never written down. In fact, a friend of mine, Mike Hyatt, posted something a couple of months ago where he said that he had read somewhere that the act of us writing down a goal written down, is 52% more likely to be accomplished than if we didn't write it down. And so there's something powerful and energizing about writing these goals down and accomplishing them. So once you write your goals, then we have four questions that we want to ask. Number one is, does it stretch you and does it stretch your team or your organization? Your huge goals should be appropriate for you and for your team, for your organization. These aren't necessarily personal goals. I mean, this isn't, I want to make $1 million a year, or I want to build the biggest house in my community, or that's not going to excite people about jumping on board that goal with you unless you're going to let them come live with you. These aren't necessarily your personal goals. You want to write the goals in a way that they not only inspire you and your team and your organization, but they inspire the marketplace to engage with you. The best companies, the companies that are growing the fastest, have figured out how to help their customers, their clients, how to enable and empower their customers, their clients, to get involved in spreading their message. So will it stretch you and your team? The second question we want to ask after we've written our goals is, will it take a long-term commitment? Goals that require short-term commitments are not huge goals. Does it inspire a long-term commitment to the adventure? We're not talking about solving problems in the marketplace. Life and our work are not problems to be solved. They're adventures to be lived. And so does your huge goals require a long-term commitment? Third question we want to ask, once we write the goals, we want to go back and review them and evaluate them to ensure that they're huge goals. Number three is, will some doubt you or your team or your organization's ability to accomplish it? Your goals should attract some cynics, some naysayers, some critics, because what you're doing and what you're going to become is huge. It's way bigger than you. Otherwise, it's probably not worth doing. And so they're right. You cannot get there, not on your own, but as a team, and as you connect with other people and you move forward, you take one step after another, you can get there. The way to have a great tomorrow is to have a lot of great todays. And so you're going to set incremental steps and you're going to take incremental steps. That one day you'll turn around and you'll say, man, we are almost there. We've almost accomplished this huge goal. Or I never understood fully how we would ever accomplish this goal when we first wrote it out, but we've done it. Then the fourth question we want to ask is it clear? Can I show this to anybody and everybody and them understand it, to understand what we're going after? Nike's goal to crush Adidas, that's pretty clear. Our goal to develop a 50 to 100 acre nationally known retreat center that focuses on helping leaders, that's pretty clear. I mean, anybody can understand, hey, I get exactly what you want to do. They can even read into it and understand why that we might want to do something like that. Is it clear? Fuzzy leaders, fuzzier followers. Fuzzy goals, fuzzier team members. And so what you want to do is make sure that your huge goals are clear, they're actionable, that they require long-term commitment, that people even doubt your ability to accomplish it, that it stretches you, your team, your organization. Earlier, you wrote out your goals. You've now thought through them. You've gone back and tweaked them. And then here's what we want to do. The second action step for this session is we want you to go back now and read through your goals. Now that you've tweaked them, you've worked through them, after you get them wordsmithed the way that you want them, we want you to circle the one. Circle the one that is your Mount Everest summit. It's the biggest challenge that you think you could ever accomplish, that you think you could ever conquer. What does the top of the mountain look like for you and for your team? Earlier, I told you that for us, it was to become the Model Process and Center for Coaching Accounts. There's a lot of great organizations out there that have a lot of great content, that have a lot of great processes. And for us, we want to think through the real challenges that leaders are facing today, and we want to develop a proven process and model that can help every single one of them. Okay? So in this session, you're writing out your goals, you're going to tweak them, modify them, finalize them, and then you're going to circle the one. Circle the one that's the huge goal for you. And then we'll see you in the next session as we look at details.